From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting that President Donald Trump wants an investigation into voter fraud in the November election. The U.S. president, through a series of messages on Twitter Wednesday, has called for an investigation into voter fraud in November's presidential election, reinforcing his belief that voting by millions of undocumented immigrants cost him a victory in the national popular vote. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
On Tuesday, White House spokesman Sean Spicer reiterated to reporters the debunked claim that 3 to 5 million immigrants illegally voted for Trump's opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton, one day after Trump rehashed the election at a reception for congressional leaders.
The president does believe that. He has stated that before. I think he stated his concerns of voter fraud and people voting illegally during the campaign. And he continues to maintain that belief based on studies and evidence that people have presented to him.
Election officials who have analyzed the November 8 vote say there were virtually no indications of voter fraud, certainly not on the scale Trump suggests. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A draft executive order shows President Donald Trump asking for a review of America's methods for interrogating terror suspects and whether the U.S. should reopen CIA-run black site prisons outside of the United States. The order would also continue America's use of the detention facility in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The Associated Press says it obtained a copy of the draft from a U.S. official. The document instructs senior national security officers to recommend to the president whether to reinitiate a program of interrogation of high-value alien terrorists to be operated outside the United States and whether such a program should include the use of detention facilities. This is VOA News. Militants set off a car bomb and stormed a hotel in Somalia's capital Wednesday in an attack that killed at least 10 people. Make that 20 people now and injured many more. That is the sound of that first explosion that happened at the Daya Hotel in Mogadishu, located near the Somali Parliament and State House. The Al-Shabaab group, which has carried out similar attacks on hotels and key installations in the city, claimed responsibility on its website. Witnesses told VOA the car that brought the militants to the site had blown up, possibly by remote control. Officials and ambulance services say they expected the death toll to rise. At least 7 journalists were among those injured in the second explosion. The Iraqi government says its security forces have taken complete control of eastern Mosul from the Islamic State group more than 100 days after the fight for Mosul began in October. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said, "Today I convey to you the good news of the total liberation of the eastern side of Mosul City. This achievement would not have been possible without the heroic efforts of the army, federal police, and counterterrorism forces, the Peshmerga, and local volunteers from Mosul City." IS fighters are now pushed into West Mosul and have lost control of all 5 bridges crossing the Tigris River, along with Mosul University and the Nineveh ruins. The United Nations said Tuesday it is deeply concerned for 750,000 civilians in western Mosul who could be in danger now. Ravina Shamdasani, the spokeswoman for the U.S. High Commissioner for Human Rights, said the agency was very worried by reports that IS fighters have taken over hospitals in western Mosul and are using them as military bases. An anti-corruption watchdog is highlighting a link between inequality and government corruption with the release of its annual Global Index, saying people are increasingly looking to populist leaders who promise to tackle corruption but are likely to make the situation worse. Jose Ugaz, the chair of Transparency International, said, "In countries with populist or autocratic leaders, we often see democracies in decline and a disturbing pattern of attempts to crack down on civil society, limit press freedom, and weaken the independence of the judiciary." He said instead of tackling crony capitalism, these leaders usually install even worse forms of corrupt systems. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the most famous equity index benchmark on Wall Street, shot above the 20,000 for the first time at the open on Wednesday. I'm Ira Milne.
That's the latest world news from VOA.